The man was eating roasted corn when he suddenly realized a business opportunity. He saw his son grimacing from the hot sauce on the corn. Even so, he ate it with gusto. So he had the idea to make the chips spicy. So the family bought tons of hot sauce and started experimenting. At first, the chili sauce made the family very hot.
Hot, like elote hot? Good hot?
No!
While they were working tirelessly to make their own handmade hot sauce. Many factories have gone technological. They used test tubes and syringes to mix up the chili extract. It's twice as spicy, but Richard believes that the best way to get the purest flavor out of the raw ingredients is to pair them with a Mexican-style hot sauce, and that's what he's doing. In order to mix the flavors, Richard temporarily commandeered the hamster's running wheel. Richard's family traveled the streets. They tasted all kinds of chili peppers, and finally, they came up with a flavor. Was both spicy and addictive. The chili sauce was a success. When the executives, too busy with layoffs, didn't give a janitor's offer a second thought. They even taunted him for not going directly to the president. Richard went to the Home Office's phone number. He called the president in Italy.
Thank you for taking my call. I have an idea that you need to hear.
I'm listening.
Richard managed to impress the president and get an address to mail the samples. Mr. and Mrs. Richards sent Roger a huge package of samples. When the CEO put the first spicy Cheetos in his mouth, he couldn't stop eating it. He didn't even have time to wipe his hands before he called Richard back. He called Richard back and told him he was going to the U.S. to inspect the factory. But the factory executives were furiously searching for the man who had alerted the president. When the top brass found out it was Richard, and blamed him in front of the whole company. If Roger hadn't taken Richard's advice and realized the factory was losing money, he would have pulled the plug. That would have meant the closure of the factory and the loss of all the employees. Richard began to doubt himself. When he returned home, his wife, Judy, put an end to it and encouraged him, and that he would succeed. The couple went through the books together to learn the tricks of the trade. On the day of Roger's visit, Richard had dressed in a smart suit when Roger's car pulled up in front of the factory. The gears of fate began to turn. Richard's destiny was about to be completely rewritten. With time running out, Roger called Richard into a conference room for a product presentation as soon as he arrived at the factory. However, the scripted speech made Richard very uncomfortable, so he improvised. Richard held up his spicy Cheetos and told them how delicious they were. But when the executives asked about projected market share, Richard didn't even know what the term meant. So he gestured to the length of a supermarket shelf.
This much market share.
The executives laughed at the gesture. Richard then spoke in the vernacular about the underclass's preference for spicy flavors. Roger stood up and did the same with his arms. Against the advice of the factory manager, he decided to invest in the proposal. However, the spicy Cheetos were not well received when they went into production. Instead, it became a slow seller on supermarket shelves. The factory manager decided to stop producing the flavor. Richard was devastated, and he began to doubt his life. He began to give up on himself. He felt that he was just a nobody struggling at the bottom of the ladder. He couldn't make a difference, but Baker thought he was being paranoid.
Embarrassment's never stopped you before. Ask questions. You wore my ass out with them. Look here, the person I met 10 years ago wouldn't blink. He'd find a way, any way, to get it done. I don't want to look you up in 20 years from now just to find out you're still down here on the bottom. Step up.
It was a night Richard couldn't sleep. He found out from talking to his family that the factory hadn't been advertised by Spicy Cheetos. He saw Richard's frown. The oldest son gave all his pocket money to support his father's campaign, to support his father's advertising efforts. Richard came to his senses. He found his friends from the gang. He hired them for guerrilla marketing. Richard then went to the factory to inspire confidence in hot Cheetos. Someone tried to stop him, but Baker cut him off. It was clear to everyone that chili Cheetos weren't stagnating because of word of mouth. If we could just get the word out about the new product, it would be a hit. So Richard decided to ship all the chili Cheetos from the factory to the trucks outside. Then the gang's smartasses started giving them away for free on the streets. Richard's family then went straight to the supermarket and bought all the chili Cheetos off the shelves, as other shoppers looked on in curiosity. Richard took the opportunity to promote this delicious snack, and the customers were infected. Soon the streets and alleys began to go crazy for spicy Cheetos. When the quarterly sales report was sent to Roger, he began to wonder how much money the factory manager had invested. He found out that the factory manager hadn't invested a dime because of the discrimination against janitors. Roger began to take the Chili Cheetos market seriously. He placed an order for 5 million units directly from the factory. That night, the factory that was about to go out of business was revitalized. All the production lines started up together. Employees who had been forced out of their jobs were recalled overnight to work overtime. Finally, they were able to get the orders out. 6 months later, the factory was back to its heyday. Baker reintroduced himself to Richard with a big smile on his face.
Now looking at the new plant manager in Bakersfield.
Richard, happy for Baker, thought he was still a janitor. Then he went to the second floor to clean up. Roger was waiting in one of the offices. He stuck his business card in the door in front of Richard. Richard was now the marketing director. At this point, everyone started applauding him. Richard sat in his office, calmed down, and told his wife the good news. Richard's dream had come true, and he had become an executive at Best and Frito-Lay. Spicy Cheetos is now a multi-billion-dollar brand.